You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Tuesday, the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors received a health update. Here are edited portions of the report.
Good morning. My name is Rebecca Spino, Health and Human Services Agency Director. This morning, I'm excited to announce that our numbers of COVID cases has stabilized since our last presentation. These numbers once again demonstrate our community's commitment to make a difference by taking all the necessary precautions to reduce the spread of this horrible disease. I must also take this opportunity to acknowledge and thank Dr. Sergenko for his expertise, his professionalism, and for being so responsive to the board. Without further delay, Dr. Sergenko.
Just starting with the numbers is, and I don't want to really go into details, we do have 17 new cases, including one death in the intervening time between the last time we met and today. I will say that as was said, is that we're seeing a positive trend, and what's called the reproductive effective number remains below one, which means that we're seeing a decrease in the number of cases over time, and that's very encouraging, as we were expecting a bump in the R effective in the post-Labor Day. So I think that reflects that in the state of California and in the county, a decreasing number of cases over time, and that's encouraging when we were expecting a slight bump. So as was indicated earlier, we've had a small number of cases, one to two per day, and that's actually to be expected. However, this does reflect some element of person-to-person spread where we know where that case is coming from. It does also represent some community transmission where we don't know where that case is coming from. And it also does represent some travel-associated cases. And I'll say, just as a personal insight, what I've noticed with both Mariposa and Tuolumne, going to Vegas is not necessarily a good thing, because we've had a couple of cases in both counties have COVID that they got in Vegas and it didn't stay in Vegas. So as we introduced the last board meeting, we're now in what's called the Blueprint for a Safer Economy, where we get the updates announced to us on Tuesday based upon our average case rate per 100,000 and our test positivity rate. And in Tuolumne County, we are solidly in what's called the orange tier, our moderate level of transmission, or tier three. And we anticipate that we'll be staying in orange for this coming week. We can always be more restrictive than the blueprint puts forward, but my likely recommendation would be we not do that unless we see a large cluster that evolves rapidly that moves faster than the tiering mechanism would allow.